This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. In this episode, War is Hell.
To win final victory, more and more fighting men are needed.
The whole country tracked America's entry into World War II, then the battles that followed. From the daily headlines to the ever-present newsreels, stories of heroism, determination, and sacrifice inspired millions to visit local recruiting stations. Axel Holmes went to sign up in Duluth.
It was a thing to do. I guess we were kids, didn't know any better. It's glamorous, going to be a great life and all. Didn't know there was going to be shooting and dying and...
You hear it from many World War II vets. They were brimming over with love of country in a hurry to get to the front lines and fight. And, they say, they had no idea what hell they were headed for. Bruce Coddington turned down a chance to stay stateside as an instructor in order to fight in the Pacific.
I joined the Navy to go to war. I thought, I'm a big hero. Well, I found out what war is all about.
Don Wickstrom was in the Army campaign to take an area in Germany bounded by the Saar and Moselle rivers. He spent a lifetime trying to forget what he saw.
The Saar-Moselle triangle was an awful place to be. A lot of guys checked out, is the way I put it.
The horror of battle left many World War II veterans silent once they returned home. Time hasn't always eased their pain, but in some cases, it's loosened their reserve. In their last years, many World War II veterans are finally willing to tell their stories.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at minnesotavets.org.